24-26. Okay, 24.
You muted yourself, Robert.
Oops, sorry, one second. Okay, good, okay. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam shehakol nehyeh bedvaroi.
Amen.
24-26, here we go. Pasuk says, Revi, 24-27, looks like a vav. Blessed is Hashem, Elokei, the God of my master Avraham, Asher, Loi Ozav, he did not abandon, Chasto, his kindness, Va'amito, his truth. Me'im Adoni, Onoichi, I, Bederech, Machani, Hashem, I traveled on the road, base Achei Adoni, the home of the brother of my master. Over here, Avraham Avinu is coming to thank Hashem that he has directed him to go to the house of Lavan, Bisul and Lavan. In other words, the Shidduch is already done. What happened over here? He goes to find the shidduch for Yitzchak, and he comes to the well, and he asks Hashem, the girl that will come out and give me what to drink, she is the one that you have chosen. Who comes out? A girl comes out. She gives him to drink. He gives her all of the gifts, and then he asks, by the way, young lady, what's your name? My name is Rivka, and I am related to Eliezer, to Avraham. That's what it says. I am by tell of Bas Bisula Nochi Ben Milka Asher Yoldo Linochar. Nochar. Oh, Nochar. Nochar is the brother of Avraham. So we're related. So Eliezer over here says, wow, look at that. Baruch Hashem Elokei Adonai Avraham Asher Lo Yozav Chasav Avito Mim Adonai Anuch Lirach Adachani Hashem Beis Achei Adonai to the brother of my master. So it's a miracle. Hashem, the Hashkocha Prot, this is uncanny. Okay, Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Chav Zayin says, Baderech. Baderech means the Derech HaMizumon. The Derech that is Mizumon, which means has been set. It's Mizumon, it is prepared. Nusach, I don't know if you have in your Rashi, Nusach HaKher HaMiyumon, the right path. Derech HaYosha. Okay, so we have over here in Rashi three different translations for the word Baderech. What's the base of Baderech? Either it means the Derech HaMizumon, that has been designated, or it means the Derech HaMiyumon, the right, or it means Derech HaYoshar. Three different possible translations for the word Derech. Be'oysoy Derech, a fourth translation. Be'oysoy Derech, Shehoyisi Tzarech, the Derech that I needed to go upon. So if you really want to break it down into its parts, you can say the Rashi is giving you four different choices for what it means the baderech. The chen kol beis v'lamed v'hei hamishamshim b'roish ha'teva unikudim b'patach b'dabrim b'davar ha'poshut sheniskar kvar b'mokim acher oy shuhu mivoror v'nikar b'ezoy hu midaber. Why is Rashi over here coming up to give you this long explanation of what is Baderech, give you these four interpretations? Because it says over here, Derech, that's the word, and it says Baderech. So there's a base, and the base has a vowel of a patach, Ba. So that rule applies La, to a Lamid, and applies also to a Hey, Ha. So it can either be Ha Derech, Ba Derech, or La Derech. Anytime you have one of those three examples, a word which is preceded by either a base, a lamed or a hey, and the vowel of the base, lamed or hey, is a patach, so it's baderech, laderech, or haderech, it means a special road. A road that we have already discussed in the past, or it's coming to give you a message that there's something special about this road. And in this context, what's special? We did not mention any road in the past. So over here we refer to a road that is special. So that's why Rashi gives us four possible interpretations. Either HaMizumon, or HaMeyumon, or HaYoshar, or Be'oisei Derech Shehoyisi Tzarech. Four different possible interpretations of because of the word Derech, it's Ba, one of the three letters, and the Patach, it's a special road. What is special? One of these four things makes it special. All right, that is the Rashi. Now, what does it say over here? What does it say in the Targum? And by the way, look what I got. I got this. I had this for Dvarim, and now I got this for Bereishis. Bereshis. This is the art scroll Ungulus. The art scroll Ungulus. I decided to give it a try again. Because I figured, you know, I should prepare for the shir a little better. Now, what's very nice about the art scroll Ungulus is when we used to do it online. Remember the old days? We used to do it on the computer. On the computer, I had it online. Very cumbersome to do it. But what I liked very much about that is they would put in bold any word of the Targum that's not in that's not part of the actual translation. That's what they did on the screen. It was in bold. Art Scroll did exactly the same thing. Art Scroll, it translates word for word, but when you have a word that's not part of the translation, which is something that the Targum injected on his own, they highlight it. They put it in bold, and usually they have on the bottom a comment on that word. So it makes it much easier to focus on what is unique to the Targum. So here in this pasuk, it says in the Targum, Amar Brich Hashem, Elokol Deribo Yini, the master of Hashem, Avraham, my master Avraham, Dia Lo Menativu Seh, he did not withhold his goodness, Vikushto, Ken Chasta is the Tivu Seh, the Amita is the Kushto, Min Riboy Yini, my master. And here is where we have a chiddush in the Targum. Ano oi beoirach takno. The Targum adds a word into the pasuk that it does not say oi. On the oirach, on the path that is takno, which means it is correct. Dabrani Hashem, did Hashem guide me? Lebeis achei riboini. So here again proves our thesis. Why did Rashi comment on the word baderech? Why? Rashi had nothing to say on any other word in the pasuk. The only word that Rashi commented on is the word baderech. Why? It's super obvious. Because this is the only word in the pasuk which the Targum commented on. The Targum did not do his job and translate the pasuk word for word, but instead only on the word baderech did he add a word, be'oirach, the path, takna. Takna means it's a good path. And Rashi comes along, oh, Targum, you made a comment? I'm going to make a comment. And Rashi gives us four perushim. What it means, either it means the derech hamizumon, the derech hayoshar, the derech shayisi tzorich, and that's why he's coming to clarify. Okay, and that's true. So over here, he says takna. Now here in the commentator, in the art scroll, what does it say? Let's see if he says any comment over here. And he says, yeah, he says over here, okay, his kindness, as the Baruch Takna Derani Hashem. In the art scroll, it says the right way. Takna, he translates as the right way, the correct way. And here on the bottom, he writes, this verse, Baderech, to Biderech, a specific way. All right, he's not saying anything. He's just over here saying what we already said. Now, let's go to the real book. Let's go to the Ma'at Sodi and see what he has to say for himself. Parshas Chaye Sora. Chaye Sora, we're coming over here to Revi'i. It's a long parsha. Okay, here it is, Revi'i. And Takna Hatoiva Hanachoina. I and Rashi came Kosov Ksaskosh Tirgum Kishoit Kumosha Khazar however Allah Sipon the Kaman. Ooh. Wow. Okay, so he's making over here a very good point that Shaloi Shlotigum Kishoit Kumosha Khazar Evid Al Sipon the Kaman. Okay, later on, we didn't get there yet. Later on, when Eliezer is going to repeat the story a second time, and he's going to say exactly the same thing, Ungulus there is going to translate the word baderech differently. Here, it translates baderech from baderech takna. Takna, the correct way. Later on, when he says exactly the same words in Pasuk Memches, In Pasuk Memches, he says, "V'akoyd ve'eshtachve la'Hashem la'varich es Hashem elokei Adonai Avraham Mashiach l'chani b'derech emes." It's not a kasha. There it says b'derech emes. It doesn't say ba. It says bi. So there, the Targum translates in Pasuk Memches. He says, "Bo'orach kishoit." Okay, kishoit means the beautiful path. Kishoit means to beautify. Here, when it says baderech, he says baorech takno, the one that is correct. Okay, that's a very interesting point. The time over here is Mishana, how he translates the word baderech. Okay, now over here, what do we see? We have the lashon nachan haga, achayhi lashon yachid, he loav lashon kasser. Okay, no, nothing here. In the beginning, he says azav. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Let us proceed. Pasuk Chaf Ches. So let me drink something over here. Okay, pasuk Chaf Ches. Vatora tzanara. So the nara, who is the nara? The nara over here is Rivka. She runs. Vatageid, she speaks leves ima to the home of her mother. Kadivadim ho'ela, the following words. What does Rashi say? Leves imo. Rashi is bothered. Why does it say the word bais? To the base imo. The pasuk should just say li imo, to her mother. Why does it say vatageid, she spoke leves imo? What's the word leves imo doing here in this pasuk? So Rashi says derech hanashim hoisel yos lochen bais leshe boy lim lachton. Okay, so he says two comments. Number one over here is the reason why he says the word labayis is because that she went to a specific location. Women, they had a special bayis where they did their work, and that location was not the same place where they lived. They lived at home, but when they went to do their work, whatever their malacha was, they had a special derech hanashim liyos lachen bayis lay shave both to sit in lim lachton for their work. Right, I do know that, you know, in the time of the Gemara, when women was in nida, there's such a thing that when a woman was in nida, she would leave the house, because since everything in the house was tahar, if a woman that was in nida would come into the house, she would contaminate everything. She sit down on a chair, the chair is tamei. Sit down on a bed, the bed is tamei. Touch the food's tamei. So a woman who's in nida, she's an avatama, she's lethal. Women are lethal. That's the site. She touches anything when she's in nude, she makes everything tummy. So therefore they had a special bias where they would occupy themselves during the time of their tumma. Rashi over here does not say that there's special bias for their tumma. Rash just says that when they did malacha, they went to a special location. Okay. And then Rashi says that why did she go to her mother? Why didn't she go to her father? Why didn't she go to her brother? And the answer is the principle that a woman always goes to tell her mother. That's it, says something. Abbas, okay, now what does the Targum say? Vataritz urechotas ulemto. She ran. Vachavias, she spoke. The word vachavias means to speak. One of the reasons why Chava is called Chava, because Chava means to speak. 9/10 of Sicha, of the Koyach HaDibur that came down to this world, went to women. And what happened with the 1/10? I took it all for myself. Not a shocking. But 9/10 of the Koyach went to women, and someone else got the 1/10. The men got the 1/10. That's why the word in Aramaic, Vachavia means to speak. That's one of the reasons why Chav is called Chava, the same letters, Ches Ve'Vav. Chava, she talks. Women talk. Don't get in their way when they start talking. Okay, next. So, okay, that's so. Therefore, Vachavias leves ima kipiska maya hoile, like these words. Okay, there's no. It's pretty straightforward. In the Ma'at Sodi, I can't imagine he's gonna say anything over here. Let's see if he says over here. Surprise me over here. No, there's no comment. Look at that. There's no comment. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk. Chavtes. Ulrivka, och, Riv got a brother. Ushmo, his name is Lavon. Here we are introduced to the first time to Lavan Harani. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing for the very first time, Mr. Lavan Harani. Here he is. First grand appearance. You only have one chance to make a first impression. And here he is, his first impression. And what was the first impression? He ran Lavan El Ho'ish to the man, Hachutza, outside El Ho'in, to the well. What does that mean? Rashi Pasuk Chavtes, Vayoratz Lomaratz. Where are you running? Lavan. Lavan, what's the hurry here? Where are you going over here, Lavan? Vial Moratz. Why are you running and for what purpose are you running? Now, I don't know what that means. Lama and Vial Mo. What's the difference between Lama? Why? Vial Mo. Isn't the Sheresh of the word Lama means Ma? Lama is le mo, mem he, the al ma. Al means al, al mo, al morots. Okay, I don't know, it's a good question. What's the chilik between lama and the al ma? The lamid would appear to be the same thing as the al. It's an expression. So it says over here, Vayihi kirois es ha-nezem. He saw the nezem, he saw the nose ring. Omar, he said, Osher huzeh, this man is rich, he's loaded. V'nosan einav ba-momon, and he, v'nosan einav, he directed his eyes ba-momon. So maybe you can say, I'm thinking out loud with you, is that that's the two parts. Lo marotz. Why did he run? You know why he ran? He saw the nose ring. That's why he ran. The Alma, so what? The Alma means, so what he saw the nose ring? He saw the nose ring. Okay, so that's why he ran. The Alma is, you have to understand, he loves money. In other words, maybe he's saying over here is, okay, you saw the nose ring, and you go running. Maybe the reason why he went running to the nose ring was because he thought the nose ring was a bomb. It was some type of explosive device. Maybe the nose ring was some type of extraterrestrial communication satellite. It was a time machine. He saw the nose ring. That triggered him to run. But we don't know what is the significance of a nose ring that he ran. We know why he ran. Lama. Why did you run? I saw a nose ring. Okay. Very good. The reason why you ran was because you saw a nose ring, not because there was an animal that was chasing you, not because you were possessed by a demon. We know why. The nose ring is the reason why you ran. Okay. Very good. Everything else you can put aside. Now, therefore what? Just because you saw a nose ring, that's why you ran? What is it about the nose ring that made you run? You never saw one before? Is it because the nose ring represents some type of a spiritual force? Avodah Zarah? Is it a communication with the other world? What's... Oh, you know what the nose ring represents? Money. Money. That's the underlying cause of why he ran. So we have to first identify the object, why he ran. And then, like the Marshall person goes to a doctor. I'm not feeling well. What's bothering you? I don't know. So the doctor has to go do an examination. Oh, the reason why you're not feeling well is because you have this specific infection in this part of the body. Okay, now next part. How did it happen? Is that just a symptom? What's the cause? What is the root cause of why you have this infection? What is the reason? It's going a level deeper. So this lama is the superficial. The alma is, now that we know the object, we can go a level deeper. The alma rots. Okay, what does it say in the Targum? Targum Pasuk Chavtes says, Ulurivka achoshma lavan urahad lavan legavra hachutza legavra levara outside leena to the well. There's no comment over here in the mat. Sorry, Pasuk Lamed. Vayihi kirois esanezem. When he saw the nezem, the es hatzmidim, the bracelets, al yidei achosoi, on the hand of his sister, When he heard his divrei Rivka, so he said to me, he went to the man, and behold, Oimedi was standing al hagmalim on the camels, al ha'oin. Rashi, lamed Oimed al hagmalim l'shamron. Why is Eliezer standing by the camels? He's standing there to guard the camels. So the word oimed here means oimed, he is standing al hagmalim to guard the camels from what? What is he guarding them from? Doesn't say. Is he guarding them that they should not be stolen? Is he guarding them that they should not eat in someone else's property? Is it because he was afraid the camels would be stolen, or is he guarding the camels because he doesn't want the camels to damage someone else? Doesn't say over here in Rashi. What does Uncle say? Pasuk Lamed. So this is a very interesting translation. Uncle is translates the word nezim, a nose ring, as a kodosha. What does that word mean? A kodosha? Kodosha normally means something that is sacred, kodesh, something that's designated. Let's see, the yos she raya, the bracelets. Al yidei achose, the chad when shema, when he heard, yos piskame rivka achose lememar, kidei malel imi gavro, we also levos gavro, he went to the person, vaha, koeim, and he is standing, ilove gam laya. Now over here in the art scroll, they put the word ilove in bold, which means it's not a literal translation. He's standing. Ilove gam laya. So the word ilove seems to me not literally on top of them. It does not mean that he was standing on the camels. It means he was standing near the camels. Now, what does Rashi say? See, it's interesting. You see, now again, another proof to our principle over here, that Rashi is writing a commentator on the Unkelus. The only word where the Unkelus deviated from the literal translation is the word al. According to the art scroll, the only word over here that's not literal in this entire pasuk is the word ilove. V'ha ko'em is standing ilove. Okay, let me see the commentator over here on the page of the Yos. And prompted us to become Ilove. Okay. 31. So the line by the camels, by the stream, which this verse does not need to give two descriptions. Ongulus translates it as Ilove Gimaloya, over the camels, by the spring. Oh, look what he says. The word Ilove means over. Okay, I don't know Aramaic. Over here, the word ilave indeed means literally on top. Rashi said l'shamram, to guard them. Who oimed aleihem l'shamsham. Is there a machlokes between Rashi and Uncleus? Maybe when Rashi says that he's standing by the camels to guard them, it means al means alludes to what he's doing. Ilove means
art scroll
yeah.
Translated here to serve them.
Right. Rashi says l'shamsham. So
yeah,
al
translated to serve them.
To serve them. So oimed al means he's standing there to serve them. Oimed al is an expression. You're standing al. It means to serve. Targum didn't say that. Targum said the word Oimed al ilove, which means standing on top of them. So is there some type of remez that there's a machloikis Rashi and Uncleus? Why was he standing there? Was he standing there to serve them, the camels? Or was he standing there? See, he Rashi's two things. First he says, the who oimed l'shamran means to guard them. First he says al hagmalim is to guard them, and then he says k'mavuhu amid oyaleim l'shamsham. So which one is it? Okay, it's guarding is not the same thing as serving. Guarding is you're guarding the camels, you want to make sure they don't get hurt, they're not stolen, or they don't cause harm to others. The shamsha means that, I guess, he's feeding them, he's giving them to drink. He's giving them to drink. Okay, let's see over here. Let's see over here in the Ma'atzar. Maybe the Ma'atzar, he says some comment over here to explain what this means. Pasuk Lamed. Pasuk Lamed in the Ma'atzar. Let's see what he says. Ilove. Okay, he comments on this word. B'mikra muskeres hamila al shteipam. Al hagmalim al ha'ayin. Ah. B'ongel is tergim hamila al harishon ilove. V'asheni al v'ashnakasav v'tzorach tam. Okay, so let's appreciate the question. I missed out the whole point of the question. Because the Pasuk over here says the word Al twice. In Pasuk Lamed, it's a Hikros and Esmis Asmidim Al Yidei. Well, it says, it's, which Pasuk over here? It says really three times. Hikros and Esmim, yes, Asmidim Al Yidei Achle. So that's number one. Uchashama is Divri Arivka Achle, so Lemma Koy Divri Lai Hoish, Rayavo El Hoish, Yidei Omen Al. That's number two. Then number three, al ha'ayin, ha'ayin, ha'ayin. So it says the word al three times in the pasuk, and in the unkelis, the first time it translates the word, it says al yidei. He says with al. The second time he says ilovei, and the third time it says al eina. So therefore, we have to understand why is there a change in the word al by the Gemalim, compared to the word al yidei achosai and al ha'oyin. That is the difficulty that needs to be addressed. So in the Ma'atzar, he goes on to say here in Pasuk Lamed, The Radak says im hagmalim, im means with. Okay, so over here we have over here really a whole smorgasbord of what's going on over here. The Radak says that when it says the word al, does not mean upon, it means with. So when it comes to the well, al ha'oyin, I would assume it means near. You can't stand on the well. If you sit on the well, you're gonna fall in. You're gonna go into the big hole. So it really comes out, there are three different words here on this pasuk. Al yidei means she was wearing the rings. Al yidei means it was upon her body. The second time when it says al hagmalim, according to the Radak, it means with. And the third time when it says al ha'oin, it means near the well. Three, in one passage we have the word al three times, and each time it means something different, at least according to what he's saying over here, I assume. Now, you look at Rashi. Rashi also is coming to comment, oimed al hagmalim. He is standing al hagmalim. For what purpose? Either to guard them or to serve them. So Rashi seems to also say that when it says al, it means he was standing, I guess, near, together or together with. It's not really clear what Rashi holds. But Ungulus changed the meaning, the word, ilovei. Okay, I don't have more than that. He's not coming to give us any more explanation than that. That's all we got over here. All right, we'll leave it with that. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayomer, and Lavan says, oh, Bruchim Aboyim B'Shem Hashem, Tzadik Boloir. Let's call down, you know, all the big people. Vayomer Boy Baruch Hashem. Come, enter the blessed of Hashem. Lama Sama Bachutz. Why do you stand outside? Vanochi Penisi Abayis. I've cleaned out the house. Umokim Lagmalim. And the mokim lagmalim. Now, wait a minute, Rabbi Eliezer. How could it be that he says, Vanochi Penisi Abayis? He had no time to clean out the house. The second he saw him, he ran. He's a liar. Here you right away, the first impression you get of Lavan Harami is Kipshuta Kimashmai, he's a liar. He's a liar. V'anochi Penisi Abayis, when did you have time to Penisi Abayis? The first second you saw the nose ring, you came running. You had no time to clean up the house. He's a liar. And Achanani, that's the whole Mahus. I'm going to give you my daughter, Yaakov. I'm going to give you Rachel. And he gives her Leah. A liar. Shudukim Hashmo. He's all mamish right here in front of our eyes. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Let's see over here, Rashi over here. Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, he says over here, no Rashi, no Leah. Penisya Bais, me avoidas elilim, me avoidasara. He's a liar. Okay, what does the Targum say? Vamar, over here in the art scroll, it says oil. Bo means oil, enter. So he puts over here in bold, which means that this is not the correct Aramaic word for the word bo. There are better words than this. Oil needs to be understood. Brichod Hashem, the blessed of Hashem, Loma at Koeim. Okay, bold. The Targum has added a word at. Loma Samoid. He adds the word at Koeim. Two words for one. Bivara means outside. Vanochi vano panesi veso. I cleaned out the bayis. Vaasar koshar. Look at that. That's a real doozy. Umokoim. He translates the word umokoim to mean vaasar koshar. Now the word asar means a place. Say this in Kaddish. V'chol asar v'asar. In every location. But why does it say the word koshar? An asar, that is kosher. V'asar kosher, lig malia, for the camel. What in the world is going on over here? So, let's first see what it says in the art scroll. The art scroll says over here, okay, I have Panisi, look at that. There is no comment in the art scroll. This is shocking. Shocking over here. Unbelievable. They don't want to comment on this. It's such good chomer l'drush. This is why I get very disappointed in articles sometimes. They it's a tease. They do some things very nice, but they often leave out more than what they say. They make a lot of money on these products, but they don't give you the full. I mean, look, it's not nice. Just the fact how they laid out, you know, Ablaze, just the way they laid out the top of the page is just so amazing. It's worth the price. But the comments sometimes they leave you. Over here, let's see the Ma'atzari. The Ma'atzari Pasik Lamed Alf says, let's see the Pasik Lamed Alf. Let's see the Chidushim over here. At Koeim. I can't believe this. He doesn't say anything either. He doesn't say the word bo. He doesn't fatayich the word bo. Lamed Alf. Okay, at Koeim, he doesn't want to talk about the word oil, enter. Okay, of the article is making in bold, it means they have something to say about this, but they're not commenting. Enter, why are you standing outside? There's not much, no comment here, I can't believe this. All right, what can I do? In the Ma'atzari, they don't comment on the word oil either, but they do comment on the word at Koeim of the word sa'amoid. Ato oibed, loshen hoive, the present tense. Uluchore enik loshen amikro, elish akos of Rashi lekaman, loshen hoive, lupam bo bimikro bitzavis also. All right. I don't go for this. This is not my speed. This is grammar. Loma sa'amoid is in the future tense. Loma sa'amoid, do you continue to stand? And the Targum translates it in the present tense. At Koeim means the present. So this is a big question. Why is the Targum translating a word that's written in the future tense in the present tense? Doesn't give us an answer. And then it says, the Mokoim Asar Koshar, a kosher place. Roi, that is fitting. Doesn't want to comment. This is a raya, it's a joke now. You know, there's a very big dilemma in kashrus organizations, a very big dilemma. When they give a heksher on the food, are they also giving a heksher on the environment? You have a pizza store, you have a restaurant, and the restaurant encourages mixed dancing. They have dinner music, and they encourage mixed dancing. So that's awesome. So you call the OU. What are you doing? We go here, it's under the heksher of the OU. OU says, we only give a heksher on the food. We don't give a heksher on the dancing. Ein l'davar seif. You know, you can go to a shul, a place, a restaurant, and the guy gives a drosh, and he says, I'll be courses. That's none of our business. We give a hechsher on the food, not on the mixed dancing, not on the sviva. Or they play, let's say, they play Goyshe music, or they have painting that's not sneers. So this is an old, old debate, and there's no answer. When you give a hechsher, an organization gives a hechsher, what is the expectation of the people? Do they expect the organization to also give a hechsher on the sviva? Or no? Okay, there's no answer to this question. There really is no, there's no answer. Every situation is different. I'm just making a joke out of this. I'm saying over here, umokoin, the mokoin, asar koshar, it's kosher. The mokoin is kosher. There's no mixed dancing, there's tzniyos.
Rabbi, you're not far away, because here is in this book, that's on Bereishis Rabbah. He has a comment that he wouldn't say the house is clean. Kosher is no idols in the house.
Uponisi, right, it's going back on. V'anochi pinisi abayis, I cleaned out the Avodah Zarah. What does uponisi means? I removed. What did I remove? The Avodah Zarah. You don't need to say the word mokoim. Anochi pinisi abayis, I cleaned out the bayis of Avodah Zarah. And there's a mokoim la gemalim. There's no need to say that the mokoim is kosher. Also, it's for the gemalim, for the camels. The word mokoim is not going on the bayis. The bayis we already cleaned out of the Avodah Zarah. Umokoim va'asar koshar ligmalo. It's a pella. Why does the Targum have to say the word an asar that's koshar for camels? Camels don't eat kosher food. Camels don't eat an environment that's kosher. Why in the world did the Targum say an asar that's koshar for the camels, ligmalia? I don't know. It's a big mystery. And no one here has a comment. Not the art scroll. Not the math. Sorry. No one. We're lost over here. All right, maybe Uncleus will come to you in a dream and tell you why he said the word kashar, and he'll tell us tomorrow. All right, let's stop here.
Eliyahu Hanavi.
All right, thank you for living with me. Thank you. It's very good. You taught me some new things here. I will never learn back to you. Thank you. Have a good night. All the best. Mordechai, I'll see you later. I got to make an important phone call now.